The 2005 Holton Wildcats, Class 4A state football champions.
Are you kidding me? 20-10-5, touchdown! The Wildcats do it again! Interception, Nick Allen, touchdown! Interception, Nick Allen, touchdown! And the Wildcats are blowing it wide open.
Perfect 14-0, outscoring opponents by more than 41 points per game on average.
Inside, under center again for Holton, and looking to pass. He throws it towards the end zone. Sean Thomas, oh my! Sean Thomas, the 300-pound lineman, converted tight end. His first catch of the season, a touchdown catch. Sean Thomas, he laid out for that football like he's played wide receiver his entire life.
Really does have nice hands, and anybody that's seen him play basketball know that he catches the ball well, and it was nice for him to get his first catch and then to have a touchdown on top of that.
Week 1. Holton beats Sabetha 51-7.
Out of the backfield and from shotgun, Hall throws it. It's intercepted by Jesse Strawn. Strawn at the 30. He's down to the 20. Already one touchdown, and there he goes. 10-5, touchdown! Jesse Strawn, a 4-yard touchdown run. And not a minute later, an interception return. 29 yards for Jesse Strawn to pay dirt.
Week 2. The Wildcat defense allows just 21 total yards in a 62-0 shutout of Jeff West.
Well, we thought our three-down linemen really controlled the line of scrimmage. Really, our goal was to get 6 yards deep on every pass rush and stay in their lanes and push that quarterback out of the pocket. And then we just tried to bring people off at every different angle. We probably had what came out to be about 12 or 13 different looking blitzes. Don't know if their quarterback ever knew where we were coming from with that blitz.
Week 3. The Holton defense allowed less than 100 yards again and crunched Royal Valley 45-7.
Looking to pass, Kasuna, three-step drop, overthrows, and it's intercepted. Addison Morris at the 40, 35-30. He's at the Royal Valley 20-yard line, still on his feet, tiptoeing down the sideline, 10-5, touchdown! Madison Morris!
Week 4. Holton beat 3-0 Nemaha Valley 49-7 with Strawn, Aaron King, and Nick Allen all eclipsing 100 yards.
Ipe under center, Allen and King in the backfield, and it's Allen near side on the cross block, 30, 25, 20. Allen breaks the tackle with a 10, 5, still on his feet. What a touchdown run by Nick Allen, breaking three tackles on his way to the end zone.
Well, you know, he continues to break tackles. You know, our offensive line does a nice job getting him downfield, but, you know, it seems like every one of his big runs, the first thing that happens is somebody gets a hold of him or somebody gets a shot at him.
Week 5, Tim Seip completes two passes to Brent Bouchard for 68 yards in a 55-2 romp of ACCA Jets.
Well, you know, we controlled the ball offensively, and I thought we were physical offensively and warmed down just a little bit, and that really sets our defense up and puts us in good position. Our kicking game was good. They had to start on their own 20 all the time, and overall, you know, I thought we played very well on both sides of the ball.
Week 6, Holton scored 10 touchdowns and with more than 600 yards, shut out Mar Hill 67-0 in Atchison.
Well, I think it's confirmation that we feel like we're doing things right. And it's nice that our kids start in the seventh grade in our program and follow that process through. And at the end, they see that they're rewarded with a chance to go to the state championship just because of all the hard work. And you'd like to think kids could take that into their life and understand that if you work for something and put the time in, that a lot of goals can be achieved.
Week 7. The Cats begin district play with a 51-0 domination of Marysville, rolling up 533 yards rushing.
Try to put everybody in the box and try to take everything away from us at once. And when people do that, we have a tendency to break big plays. We did a nice job executing to the perimeter, and then we did a nice job getting a hat on a hat and splitting some seams up the middle and getting some long runs.
And we're set. Big 7 League Championship. Huge game with playoff implications as well. Week 8 underway in a long line drive. End over end kick taken by Morris at the 9-yard line. On the reverse, he gives it to Nick Allen. Coming near side line at the 15-20. Allen around the end of the 30. 40. High off the went for the reverse, and Allen is off 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. And week 8 has started with a bang, 15 seconds into the contest. Nick Allen takes the reverse kick return from Madison Morris, and 91 yards later, Holton leads 6-0.
Week 8. Holton goes on to win their 33rd Big 7 game in a row, capturing their fourth consecutive undefeated league championship and seventh title in the last 8 years with a 68-14 triumph versus Hiawatha.
Well, they should be excited about that. I'm not sure anybody, at least from Holton High School, has gone 4 years with four league champions and really dominated in the fashion that they have the last couple of years, so they really should be proud of that.
Side pans it off again. Nick Allen scores 3 at the 15 to the 10. Nick Allen, 5, diving to the pylon. Touchdown! Nick Allen, 4 consecutive touchdowns, all on the ground, all in the second quarter. This one with 31 and a half seconds to play till the intermission. Nick Allen, 4th rushing touchdown in this game, 19th of the season. He scored 5 touchdowns total in this contest.
Week 9. Holton concludes the regular season at 9-0, but had to come back with 21 fourth quarter points to win at Atchison 35-28 as Nick Allen scored with 12 seconds remaining.
You know, they pretty much blow out everybody all year, but the two games that are close and they win, they come from behind and they get it done because of all that time that they've put in, and they had a way of bearing down and just getting it done.
By district, Holton earns their fourth shutout of the year with a 48-0 crushing of Royal Valley as Alex Mercer ran for more than 100 yards.
Tim Sipes still out there quarterbacking the team. This time gets to the fullback, and Mercer takes off at the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Alex Mercer, the fullback, with a 30-yard touchdown run.
Regionals.
Holton outscores Lansing
35-8 in the second half to cruise to a 59-14 victory.
Tim Sipes, the Holton quarterback, senior, hands it off. Nick Allen at the outside. Bear calling his way. Uses his hand to stay on his feet. Now takes off. 40, 30. Nobody marked him down. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Nick Allen was bear crawling. His football in one hand, the right hand was bear crawling on the ground, somehow stayed on his feet.
You know, Nick has probably got as an impressive highlight film as anybody in the state. He's as good on three legs as he is on two.
And that's Allen again to the outside, 45-40. Allen curls his head on there, breaks through two tacklers, 30, 20, Nick Allen, 10, 5, touchdown! His fourth touchdown of the game. This one from 49 yards. He didn't need to bear crawl. He saw two defenders. He lowered his head. He thrust right through both tackles and takes it to the house. Touchdown. Nick Allen, fourth of the game, and that might be the dagger.
Well, I'm really proud of our kids. They just went out and executed and took the ball down the field and played Holton football. Starts up front, I think the guys we have down on the line of scrimmage are pretty darn good and pretty darn hard to block. And I think if you turn the tape on, our secondary is in position to make the play every time. Hey, our fans love it. They're a little bit crazy about it, but why not? You know, why not?
The Wildcats shoot down the Chanute Comets 59-14 in their fourth straight sectional playoff game appearance.
Takes the snap, looking to pass, throws it over the middle, intercepted! Picked off by Aaron King at the 40, to the 30, 20, Aaron King, 5, he is into the end zone, touchdown!
I think our kids turned the corner a little bit in their preparation. I think they were excited about that game. I think it's fun to play somebody new. And, you know, they had made some comments that felt like we were a boring offense. And I think that fired our kids up a little bit. And they really got ready and wanted to move the ball.
I was built to be the best, number one and nothing less. Lead me to my destiny. I have waited patiently.
Substate. Nick Allen racked up his third 200-plus rushing game in a row, and Aaron King joined him as Holton entertained more than 7,000 fans by crushing Topeka Hayden.
Just to preserve the shutout, Cody Robbins and the Holton fans now getting into it again. Tom Stringer still trying to change the play. Deeker's in shotgun. 41 seconds remaining. Deeker takes the snap. Here comes Holt on an all-out blitz. Deeker's in trouble. He's in. He's sacked. The Holton defenders are there. And that'll be it. Johnny Dunn, along with Travis Spiker and Matt Brock.
Holton posted their fifth shutout for the second straight year, ending Topeka Hayden's 26-game winning streak.
Combination with the capital D. Here's Madison Morris breaking free to the 40, 30. Just take it to the house. And that will put Holton over 6,000 yards rushing this season.
Oh, I have vision. Can't you see?
Holton broke state records with 6,351 yards rushing, more than 435 yards per game.
Kennedy tight end right. Mercer still in there at fullback. They fake it to him, give it to King. King breaks free at the 40, to the 45, 50. King around the outside, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch King as Alex Mercer gets a good measure block downfield, and Aaron King takes it to the house. On second and 12, that is a 70-yard touchdown run by Aaron King. His first of the game and number 20 on the season. Holton continuing to add to that state record for most rushing touchdowns in a season.
The Wildcats set a new state record with 91 rushing touchdowns.
There's Jesse Strawn and Alex Mercer, the option play pitch to Strawn at the 40, 35, 30. Jesse Strawn all the way, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! An offensive scoring flurry to begin this ball game.
I have to pick myself back up, and when I fall down, I have to pick myself.
Holton kicked 82 successful PATs for another state mark.
Not a whole lot of wind. It's Tom. The kick is away. It's high enough, long enough, straight enough. It is good! 49 yards! Andres Rabayo!
He really has a strong leg and a lot of snap in his leg. And as high as he kicked the ball, you know, if he'd have brought that down a little bit, probably could have taken it 60 yards. But the thing that we like about it is he does get the ball up quickly, which makes less of a chance for a blocked field goal. And our protection was good. He could be the difference.
The Holton Wildcats set a record with 437 interception return yards and picked off 30 passes in the 2005 season.
Warner looking over the middle, wants to throw deep. He's got a man. It's overthrown. Now it picks again. That is Porter. Kyle Porter, his third interception of the game. Picked off, intercepted by Madison Morris at the 30. Morris to the Holton 40-yard line. Cuts it up at the 50. Turns on the wheels. He's free at the 30. To the Red Hawks 25-yard line. Steps over his own athlete. From behind. Finally tackled down at the 10. Madison Morris. Andrew looking over the middle. Threw it too far. Intercepted. Matt Brock on his knees makes the interception. Play action again. Quick slant, and Pamali missed it, and Bouchard picked it off.
You know, it seemed like several of those balls, as we've gone through the year, when you throw a floater, we always ended up underneath it. And overall, I think they focused and concentrated. I think they were patient, and I was really proud of what they did to get it done.
A 39-2 record the last 3 years, including two state championships in Class 4A. Head coach Brooks Varda improves to 98-19 in 10 years at Holton.
Well, you know, I think when I came here 10 years ago, I think this was a football community that just hadn't had a lot of success. And I think our kids have a lot to be thankful for in terms of the number of people that travel. And so we are a good community. We are a strong community with a strong football program. And I think our kids represent our community with a lot of class. For being a physical football team, I think people have a lot of respect for our kids, the way they play. And they play between the whistles and do a good job, and it's really come together for this community.
55 summer workouts, 72 practices, 14 games, one team, one goal, one vision, one championship. The 2005 Holton Wildcats. Toughness matters.
For all the marbles, a two-point conversion for Ulysses. Stosha rolls out to the left. Stosha being flushed. He throws it in the end zone. It's tipped and incomplete. And Holton has won it. Tipped away by Matt Brock. And Holton storms the field.
Holton's 45th straight road win in the first 4A state championship played at Salina Stadium. The Wildcats' second state title in 3 years, following a 28-27 overtime victory against Ulysses, capping a perfect 14-0 season.
Well, I think similar to 2 years ago, I think this is a real determined group of kids who have put in the time. You know, a lot of these kids have put in 3 or 4 years preparing for this moment. I think all that builds confidence and makes them better football teams. The special thing is about this team is we knew they needed to win it and they deserved to win it because it's been their dream, and they took a little bit of talent and made a great football team.